Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lin Yu. I'm from Peking University. It's my pleasure to share some idea how to do the mobile visual search. So from the title, we focus the first is the mobile search. It's a bit different from visual search. Another one is that we focus on how to reduce the bandwidth cost, means the low bitrate vocabulary coding. Okay, here's outline. I will give summarize step out of the visual search and give some the challenge to regarding the mobile visual search. Also, I give our goal of this work and what aspect we can do to make some breakthrough. And we also develop a prototype of the landmark visual search. Based on our experimental result, I will give the search framework and more details will be given by the about the location discriminative and vocabulary coding. Okay, let's take a look at this picture. We try to summarize the step out of visual search by this figure. So we have the two parts, the left part and right part. For the left part is the rigid and the texture, such as the poster, logo, something like the landmark that we are working on is somehow easy because the object is rigid and textured. But for the right part is more difficult. Nowadays, still a lot of the research, computer vision research, still will make a great effort on the right part. Maybe you have known the Google's had developed the Google's for the mobile visual search. Actually, the product has been shifted to the left part because for the left part is a bit easier and it's possible to deliver promising the industry applications. Okay, now we try to come up with several challenges regarding to the mobile visual search. The first is the query delivery speed. I think it's easy to understand. Mobile visual search means that you use the smart camera, you snap the picture and transmit it to the server to do some research and retaining the additional information. But the thing is that our 3G bandwidth is often very, very limited. Sometimes the bandwidth is not very stable. So if you transmit the whole entire photos, there will cost around 50 kilobyte. So if you transmit a large amount of data, then the speed won't be delayed. It will have the negative influence on the following the ranking and the retaining the multimedia data set because the bandwidth is upstream and downstream. So if we spend a lot of bandwidth on the upstream delivery, then the retaining multimedia data set will be delayed further. Okay. There are two kinds of the existing step art, two categories of the solution. The first is deal with the local distributor. The Seahawk is the most famous one developed by the Stanford University and PCA Safety. It was developed a few years ago by the CMU, College Mellon University. Also, the other one is how to do the compression at image level, to do the something like the aggregated local distributor was developed by the INRIA Jiggles. Okay, so in the current research work, there is a very promising work using a compressing backward feature to transmit to the server side. But even it's very small and good, but it still cost around 2 kilobyte to 4 kilobyte per visual distributor per query image. So it's still unsuitable for the unstable wireless, especially for the reality augmentation, because it has to be able to deal with the video rate analysis and the retrieval. Okay, here's the pipeline. The left file is the mobile, the right is the server. So we have to MT is the coder and M is the decoder. So with the coder and decoder, we transform the large original vocabulary V to the small vocabulary C. So with this framework, we can get the effective and efficient low bitrate mobile search. On the other hand, is how to compress the image signature at the image levels. Okay, we try to brief some the step arts in the latest recent 2 years. The first is the transform coding of the SIFT or sub-distributor, which was developed by the Stanford University group. Another one is the direct compression of oriented image patch. The third one is the most famous one. Actually, it has received a lot of citation and also do some work towards the MPEG CDVS standard, is the Seahawk. Okay, this one is a tree structured. It means how to compress the tree histogram coding to reduce the non-parametric representation, how to transmit the histogram with the very small bitrate. And the next one is the compression of location information, because the backer world is not with the location information. So how to combine the backer world features and spatial information to do some geometric verification, which can improve the final performance at the server side. Okay, so let's summarize the existing work. The big problem is that nowadays the most research work has working on the purely content-based compression. That means all step out work compare image signature based on visual content statistics. So our idea is shall we leverage the context queue to supervise the design compression function, because with context information we can reduce the bitrate of the signature. On the other hand, we can improve the discriminative power of the signature. Okay, we try to summarize our breakthrough in four aspects. The first is the location-sensitive compression, because with the location context of mobile users, we can improve the compression rate as well as the visual discriminative power. The second one is scalable, because for different regions, there are the different landmark, and for even a landmark, there are the different visual appearance. So for this diversity, shall we develop a scalable distributor? Means that if it's difficult to recognize, we can send more the longer distributor. If it's very simple, we can send the shorter. So shall we deliver the scalable visual distributor? The third one is symmetry, because nowadays, if you want to get a very promising result, you have to get around 100,000 video word. You know that it's very difficult to maintain on the mobile side. So, but you know the mobile user is with the very useful contact information, so we can maintain a symmetry vocabulary. That means we can maintain a very small vocabulary on the mobile side, but we keep a very large vocabulary at the server side. Okay, the last one is the two-way coding. So far, many research will just do the one-way coding, deliver a query to the server. But you know, the mobile user has the two-way communication upstream and downstream. So can we use the downstream to do some the supervision to smart teach the mobile user how to do the to develop a very compact, discriminative the coding, and with the downstream supervision, we can deliver small and more robust upstream distributor. Okay, that's the result. What we achieved? We have a crowd around 10 million landmark from the Panoramia and the Flickr. So there are the two aspects. The first is the highest compression rate. For each query image, we have achieved tens of bit for per image query. The other one is the highest retrieval MIP. Later, I will give you some figure to illustrate what we did. We also deployed the prototype in five areas, including five typical areas. Beijing and New York City is a very large city, and Singapore is a medium city, and Tibet is a large area, and Florence is a small city. So we try to get some of the several typical areas to evaluate the system. Okay, here is the search pipeline. The first is when a mobile user enter a given location the first day. So the location information will be updated. We will inform the server side. So the server side can do some of the vocabulary adaptation and transmit to deliver the adaptation code from the server side to the mobile side. And the user, based on the adaptive vocabulary, then can do some coding and deliver the code query, very small vocabulary to the remote side. Then the server will ranking and retain result. Okay, here is the framework. There are the two parts. The up part is the server side, and the bottom part is the mobile side. So here is the LDVC location discrete video coding. It was done offline at the server to do some of the special clustering, combining visual and the geographic distance. And after partition, we do the LDVC coding for learning LDVC coding for each region. Okay, so when a user enter the region, they will update the location information, send such location to the server side. And the server side will send back the LDVC coding. It's a sort of the supervision. Then With the adaptation, the mobile users can adapt it and send a competitive filter. The search and retrieval will be happening at the server side and finally retaining the information related to what you want. Okay, now let's give some example of some of the steps. The first step is geographic clustering. Left one, the spatial distribution of the photos from the Beijing cities. It's easy to imagine the photo. Each point is correspond to one photo with the geotagging. The right one is the partition. The partition means how to partition a large city into a series of a small region. For each region, we extract the LDVC code. Okay. The learning process is we learning LDVC by applying the boosting algorithm to the original vocabulary. Here is the target is a good codebook is expected to minimize the ranking loss. RIX is the ranking position function, and WX is the IDF distance. It's very popular in traditional information retrieval. Now we want to minimize the cost to achieve to figure out the good codebook. Okay. We have done the region partition. So for each region, we specify the learning. So because we have to take into account both the small signature as well as the retrieval loss. So the right part, the first item is to minimize the code size. The second part is to minimize the retrieval loss, performance loss, if you use the smaller vocabulary. But the question is where does the training data come from? So now we make assumption. If we do not do some keep the original large vocabulary, then the performance should be good. I mean the original background. So we can sample a set of the images from each region. We assume the original background get the good performance. So after feature reduction, after we get the using the small codebook, we assume we our performance should be not very far away from the original performance. So it's a sort of a pseudo queries. So for this for this region, we have n samples image queries. So we want to minimize the cost. Here is the summary of the sample loss with the boosting method. This part is error rating, and this part is ranking function. It's a exponential function. This one is the decoded signatures. So we want to minimize the sum of the loss. This is the for each region we have the n sample query. So we give the summary to define the overall cost of the retrieval loss. Okay. Finally, we're trying to find out the best code word. In practice, we use the greedy algorithm to select the best word one step by step. Yeah. Here is the error waiting update. So here is the compression function. It's the several minor step of the boosting. How to terminate the boosting? We predefine a threshold. So once the waiting error is less than t, we will terminate the boosting. So finally, we can get the optimized vocabulary. So here is the overall of our algorithm. So the input is original backward features, and the output is learning the transformation matrix, and LDVC code will be get based on this small vocabulary. So here is the while loop is the boosting process iterations. So the lost estimation, cohort selection, and error weighting, and to do some of the transfer learning. So that's the outline of our algorithm, which is called ranking-sensitive vocabulary boosting for LDVC construction. Okay, here is the result. Now, we did comparison with the several very popular state-of-the-art research. For this one is original background world, so it's very large. And this one is the after the tree historical coding. And this is the Jigos work from Inria. We used the code from their website to do the testing on our data set. The red curve is our result. So look at this result. The vertical is MIP, mean average precision. The horizontal is the upstream bit. So from this result, we can find even with the 10 speed, we have achieved a very promising MIP precision. Now we did experiment for 5 cities and over 10 million data set. This result come from the around 1,500 queries that we collect. 300 queries per city. So we did testing on 5 cities. So we have in total 1,500 queries. Here is the sum, the illustration of the result. So the left column is the query image. The right column is the result of the different method. For each query result, the top row is the result by using our boosting the vocabulary, and the second row is that we're using the original bagel word. So from this figure, we can find that even with the very smaller vocabulary, we still achieve very promising result, which is comparable to that we're using the very large original bagel word features. Okay. This is another example illustration to indicate where is the code word, where is the batch code word are located. So the left column is the query image. We can see the query image is overlapped with the red circles. The red circle actually is the code word, is the LDVC code. The right one is the retaining result, so the top retriever result. So we, if you look at it carefully, you can find that also very many. Small code work are still overlap on the retrieval images. That's the matched image. The matched code work come from the LDVC code word. Okay, here's another illustration. The left part is LDVC code. It's a serious local patch. And the middle one is a query. The right one actually is the code work selected from the LDVC set. So our main contribution is how to do to optimize the learning of the left part, the LDVC code set from each region. And another way is how to take advantage of the two-way coding, to downloading LDVC set, and based on the downloading LDVC set, and we upload the very small signature based on the LDVC set. This LDVC set is region-wise, is with the every regions. Okay, here is some demonstration. We have the set up the online web station to evaluate our algorithm this is the query image, and based on query image we retain the result. This one is the we use the Google Map. Look at this picture. We calculate upstream bit. So for this museum picture, that we can get the upstream bit is the 52 for this image query. We only need the 52-bit. Okay, another example from Singapore is the 50-bit. Okay, okay, this one is the Hong Kong data set. We only need 18-bit for this image. Okay, so summary is that we develop a effective digital comprehension scheme. The main contribution is how to learn a location discriminative vocabulary coding. And LDVC code can make the discriminative signature in visual content. The most important way is that we make the signature very compact, extremely compact, only 10 speed per image queries. Also, it's very scalable because we can send the most important code word, throw away the less important one. Okay, essentially is a two-way coding. Oh, the last question is what's the mobile search? So our argument is the mobile search is quite different visual search. So the thing is how to combine the visual search and the site information, then we can deliver very promising and successful application in the mobile visual search. So now we just use the location information or the site information. Actually, if you use RFID and some geographic tagging, there are also another type of the very useful site information. So that's our key point. Thank you so much. Yes.
Now, on that Hong Kong example, you have some, I think, natural relevant matches there, right? Is that right?
Sorry?
So in the Hong Kong example, in the Hong Kong example, so the image on the right at the left there, right at the center left, so that dome, does it have anything to do with the query picture?
You mean this part return result?
Yeah, that one. Those are the returned matches. Is that right?
Yeah. The top return result is the best result, but the last server one maybe is not very exact one.
Okay.
Yeah, actually we take care about MIP. MIP means the try to return most related related image in the top position, but we do not care about whether each position retaining the correct result.
Right, so geometric consistency is not done.
No, we didn't use it.
Okay.
Because nowadays we just use to verify whether compilers can achieve. Maybe in the future work, you can apply geometric modification to the result.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, regardless of the geometric, suppose you did the geometric consistency as well. Is it possible to get some ROC curves, figures, etc. for your work?
No, we didn't do that so far.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, hi. I was interested in how many bits do you need for this training, for downloading when you enter, for example, the city? And maybe if you say you save bits uploading, but maybe you have more bits downloading now.
Yeah, a good question. Now our work is focusing on the landmark search. Actually, for each city, we do some geographic partition, and for each partition, we sample some the dominant landmark view. Then we sample around several hundred images to do the training phase. In that case, the result compact code is especially very suitable for search the landmark. If there are very sparse image in the area, then the performance will not be good.
So what's the typical bit rate you need or number of bits?
You mean the upstream or downstream?
The downstream.
Okay. The downstream is a sort of index around 1 kilobit. 1 kilobit. And the upstream is about the 10th bit, typically 50 bits per landmark image. But if you want to do the visual search for product or some less texture object, then the bit rate will go higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So,
thank you.